Picture this. You're driving down your street, on your way to work or on your way home, and then the dreaded pothole. It can be a frustrating detail of daily life. And who has time to go to the city and file a report? Well, now you can report that pothole right from your phone, because there are apps for that, like See Click Fix. It's used to report things like illegal dumping, potholes, graffiti, you name it. In cities across the country, residents are leveraging data and design to develop applications that help government work better. KALW's Laura Flynn reports on one group of volunteers who meet weekly to get Oakland up to Wi-Fi high speed.
If you work in tech, these terms might mean something to you.
CSS.
GitHub.
JavaScript.
Django.
jQuery.
AWS.
Backbone.
EC2.
Marionette.
Linode.
If you don't work in tech, you might need a glossary.
Oh my god. Lots of acronyms. Socrata.
I think that's a whole word.
Is it a word?
I do, yeah. I think it's a company name.
It's a Tuesday evening in Oakland City Hall. A group of people ranging in age from 20s to 50s are sitting, many in front of their laptops. This is an open Oakland hacking meeting. Though a lot of jargon is thrown around, some of the people here have no tech backgrounds at all, like Anna Matai.
I just wanted to know more about Oakland politics, budget, just about government, and I just find this to be a good forum to, I think, help foster transparency and open government, but then also get plugged into, you know, what's happening where.
Open Oakland is designed to make civic hacking accessible and sustainable. Hacking, that is, in the sense of people working creatively and quickly to improve something. In this case, neighborhoods, cities, states, and the country. Steve Spiker is Open Oakland's executive director.
So we created this new organization to provide support for people who wanted to hack on city government, make government better, make democracy stronger, and people who wanted to build things on a technology-centric focus to actually improve their city.
Since 2012, volunteers with Open Oakland have created several apps. There's the Adopt a Drain program, where residents can take charge of clearing their local storm drain. Open Beats, that helps people find their neighborhood crime prevention group. And Open Budget Oakland. A lot of what they're doing, Spiker says, is taking large data sets and making them much more accessible.
Because a data file with, say, a million records, no one from the public is going to be able to consume and understand that. What are the things that people really should know, and how do we convey that information to them in a way that's both meaningful and accessible, and in a way that actually looks good as well, that isn't confusing and clunky?
Take Open Budget Oakland, one of the group's earlier projects. In 2012, the city released a 300-page budget document. 300 pages, that's a lot. Open Oakland hackers took the data and created a visual graphic to show how it works. So there's a list of revenue streams, some bigger, some smaller, that feed into things like a general fund. The different size streams come out into a list of expenses. It's just one page. The easy-to-read graphics were key for Helen Hutchinson with the League of Women Voters.
When you used to go and research about the city budget, you could get what were basic reports from the city, and they weren't nothing bad about them, but they weren't particularly accessible to people who didn't understand budgets. So the fact that now the basic raw data is available and people who have a lot more time to spend on it can create more reports only adds to that.
Government has to be more open, more transparent and accessible so people can see what's happening inside, they can grow to trust in government.
Open Oakland Steve Spiker says it's not because the city is trying to be secretive. It's often just
bad technology and bad processes that limit government from being really transparent very frequently.
Some other organization, I think, in England.
Throughout the evening, more volunteers trickle into the hack meeting. Each partners up with a group working on a project. Miguel Vargas is searching a database for the 10 years of council members for an application he's developing.
I'm working on an app called Councilmatic, which is going to help people kind of keep track of new laws coming up, what their council member voted on, and also a place for the community to talk about different laws as they're being implemented in Oakland.
So if you're interested in a specific issue, the app would let you know when it's going to be discussed at a city council meeting. Another tool in development is called Open Disclosure. Director Steve Spiker says it will map campaign finance contributions.
To allow people to understand who's giving money to which campaign, where the money's coming from, where it's going to, so they'll actually be able to understand this at a local level for the very first time.
Open Oakland is part of a larger national network coordinated by Code for America. Residents coming together to deal with their city's issues using open data and technology. It's a way to reshape city government as an engaging and accessible entity. Arguably what it's supposed to be in the first place. In Oakland, I'm Laura Flynn for Cross Currents.